Christ the King. The reading in the Old Testament is the first of Daniel's vision of the end time. And it comes to him in the dream. Four extraordinary beasts emerge from the sea. A lion with eagle wings, a bear, a leopard with wings and four heads, and finally, a fourth beast that defies description. The vision is set in 6th century Babylon and looks to the future. These four beasts represent four abominable empires: Babylon, Persia, the fictional Medes, and the Greeks. They appear before God, the Ancient One. They appear there before him to be judged. After the judgment, the last Greek beast is destroyed, and the others given a short time to live. Then a man appears before God to receive eternal dominion and kingship. This human figure represents Israel, though the church has tended to see the man as Jesus. The man who is made king sets a precedent for the reading in John, though the kingship is very different. In John, after the high priest's interrogation about his teaching, Pilate asked what charge they were bringing about Jesus. According to the narrative, Pilate must know something because he asked Jesus whether he is or claims to be king of the Jews, implying king of Israel. And at that time, the king of Israel can only be appointed by the emperor. When asked what he has done, Jesus acknowledges some kind of kingship, but not a kingship of the Jews, because they are the ones who want him dead. His kingship is different from that of Herod or the emperor. The kind of kingship has something to do with proclaiming the truth. The eternal kingship given to the human figure in Daniel's dream is conventional political power to enable the Israelites to be liberated from foreign political domination and religious persecution. Political liberation is fine, but it is not the ultimate liberation. Jesus' kingdom is made up of abandoned women, children, disciples who give up everything, slaves, servants, the disabled, and the destitute. Those who love God and neighbor, as well as those who have been executed unjustly. In other words, it is about divine kingship in contrast to our earthly power. Divine kingship is marked by justice and righteousness, whereas earthly power becomes corrupt when it attempts to take by force that which is God's alone. The kingship is about belonging to the truth. It suggests relationships. Who do we belong to? Relationship with God involves contracts and response, covenants. How does God touch our lives? Where do we meet God and how do we respond? Is our response connected with the truth? Is God's kingdom connected with how we relate to others? Example, the homeless, the refugees, the sick, and the destitute. Jesus has been arrested and is charged with claiming kingship. Why should God's authority be seen as dangerous? Why is Jesus a threat to the system? What dangers do we face by letting Jesus into our lives and combining ourselves to the truth? In other words, what do we have to lose if we relate to Jesus? Jesus talks about the kingdom of the truth. Are these aspects the same thing? Will the kingdom come when we act on the truth? The forces against Jesus are tied out in proportion. Nation, church, and state. Yet Pilate was uncomfortable when he was questioning Jesus. Jesus subverts power by answering Pilate as an equal, not as a supplicant. To be comfortable in condemning Jesus, Jesus needs to be a lesser form of life. But Jesus says, no, we are equal. I'm even higher. But he did so gently, calmly, not aggressive. He remains himself. Maybe that is what it means to testify to the truth, to live aware of one value to God and to act in the knowledge of God's presence and in our world. Do we always preach ways we have not properly taken into ourselves. Have wars not been waged in the name of God? Do we really live up to our Christian values locally and nationally? For Jesus, engaging with God's truth meant searching for God's will. It led to his death. It led to his suffering. And if we pursue truth, we will also suffer. John Rogerson writes, "We are caught up in the same destiny as his, to suffer for the truth. Are we ready for his kingdom? Are we ready for his kingship?"